The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, Lose Weight Through Better Sleep. By Michael Breus. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, Lose Weight Through Better Sleep by Michael Breus is a book that provides readers with an innovative approach to weight loss. The author, Dr. Michael Breus, is a board-certified sleep specialist and clinical psychologist who has been featured on The Oprah Winfrey Show and other media outlets. He believes that getting enough quality sleep can help people lose weight more effectively than dieting alone. In this book, Dr. Breus outlines his three-step plan for losing weight through better sleep: 1. Get enough quality sleep, 2. Eat right for your body type, 3. Exercise regularly. He explains how each of these steps works together to create an effective program for achieving healthy body composition and improved overall health. Dr. Breus also discusses the importance of understanding your own individual needs when it comes to sleeping patterns and nutrition in order to achieve optimal results from his program. He emphasizes the need for adequate restful sleep as well as proper nutrition in order to reach one's goals in terms of both physical appearance and overall health. The book includes detailed information about different types of foods that are beneficial or detrimental depending on one's body type, as well as tips on how to get better quality sleep at night, such as avoiding caffeine late in the day or establishing regular bedtime routines. Finally, Dr. Breus offers advice on how best to incorporate exercise into one's daily routine so that it becomes part of a sustainable lifestyle rather than just another chore or obligation. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is essential for weight loss and overall health. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to get the right amount of sleep for optimal health and weight loss. Main idea number 2. Understand your sleep needs. Everyone has different sleep needs, and understanding your own is key to getting the right amount of sleep. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to determine your individual sleep needs. Main idea number 3. Create a sleep schedule. Creating a consistent sleep schedule is essential for getting the right amount of sleep. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to create a sleep schedule that works for you. Main idea number 4. Avoid caffeine and alcohol. Caffeine and alcohol can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate caffeine and alcohol from your diet. Main idea number 5. Exercise regularly. Regular exercise can help improve sleep quality and quantity. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to incorporate exercise into your daily routine. Main idea number 6. Avoid late-night snacks. Eating late at night can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to avoid late-night snacking. Main idea number 7. Manage stress. Stress can disrupt sleep and should be managed. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to manage stress in order to get better sleep. Main idea number 8. Create a sleep-friendly environment. Creating a sleep-friendly environment is essential for getting the right amount of sleep. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to create a sleep-friendly environment. Main idea number 9. Avoid screens before bed. Screens can disrupt sleep and should be avoided before bed. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate screen time before bed. Main idea number 10. Take naps. Naps can help improve sleep quality and quantity. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to incorporate naps into your daily routine. Main idea number 11. Eat a balanced diet. Eating a balanced diet is essential for weight loss and overall health. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines how to create a balanced diet that works for you. Main idea number 12. Avoid processed foods. Processed foods can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate processed foods from your diet. Main idea number 13. Eat foods that promote sleep. Certain foods can help promote sleep. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines which foods to eat in order to get better sleep. Main idea number 14. Avoid stimulants. Stimulants can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate stimulants from your diet. Main idea number 15. Get sunlight. Sunlight can help improve sleep quality and quantity. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines how to incorporate sunlight into your daily routine. Main idea number 16. Avoid large meals before bed. Eating large meals before bed can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to avoid large meals before bed. Main idea number 17. Avoid nicotine. Nicotine can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate nicotine from your diet. Main idea number 18. Take supplements. Certain supplements can help promote sleep. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines which supplements to take in order to get better sleep. Main idea number 19. Avoid bright lights before bed. Bright lights can disrupt sleep and should be avoided before bed. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate bright lights before bed. Main idea number 20. Practice relaxation techniques. Relaxation techniques can help improve sleep quality and quantity. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines how to incorporate relaxation techniques into your daily routine. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Getting enough sleep is essential for weight loss and overall health. According to the Sleep Doctor's diet plan by Michael Breus, getting the right amount of sleep can help you reach your weight loss goals. The plan outlines how to get the optimal amount of sleep each night in order to maximize its benefits. It suggests that adults should aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep per night, while children and teenagers need more like 8 to 10 hours. The plan also recommends avoiding caffeine late in the day as well as limiting alcohol consumption before bedtime. Additionally, it encourages establishing a regular bedtime routine that includes winding down activities such as reading or taking a warm bath before going to bed. Finally, it emphasizes creating an environment conducive for sleeping by keeping bedrooms dark and cool. By following these guidelines outlined in the Sleep Doctor's diet plan, you can ensure that you are getting enough restful sleep each night, which will help support your weight loss efforts and improve your overall health. Main idea number 2. Understanding your sleep needs is essential for getting the right amount of rest. Everyone has different requirements when it comes to how much sleep they need, and the Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to determine what those individual needs are. In order to get the most out of your sleep, you must first understand what works best for you. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines a few key steps that can help you identify your own personal sleep needs. First, it suggests keeping track of how many hours of sleep you get each night and noting any changes in energy levels throughout the day as a result. It also recommends paying attention to any signs or symptoms that may indicate an underlying issue with your sleeping habits, such as difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, waking up feeling unrest, or having trouble concentrating during the day. Finally, the Sleep Doctor's diet plan encourages individuals to experiment with their bedtime routine by adjusting their bedtime slightly earlier or later than usual until they find a pattern that works best for them. By taking these steps and understanding your own unique sleep needs, you will be able to ensure that you are getting enough quality rest each night. Main idea number 3. Creating a consistent sleep schedule is essential for getting the right amount of sleep. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines how to create a sleep schedule that works for you. It suggests setting an alarm and going to bed at the same time each night, even on weekends. This helps your body get used to a regular routine and makes it easier to fall asleep when it's time. Additionally, try not to nap during the day as this can disrupt your nighttime sleeping pattern. The plan also recommends avoiding caffeine late in the day, exercising regularly but not too close to bedtime, and creating a relaxing pre-bedtime ritual such as reading or taking a warm bath. Finally, make sure your bedroom is dark and quiet so that you can get quality restful sleep. Main idea number 4. Avoiding caffeine and alcohol is an important part of getting a good night's sleep. Caffeine is a stimulant that can interfere with your body's natural sleep cycle, while alcohol can make it harder to stay asleep throughout the night. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate caffeine and alcohol from your diet in order to get better quality sleep. The plan recommends avoiding caffeinated beverages such as coffee, tea, energy drinks, and soda after 2 p.m. each day. It also suggests limiting alcoholic beverages to no more than 2 per day for men and 1 per day for women. Additionally, the plan encourages people to avoid drinking any type of beverage within 3 hours of bedtime. By following these guidelines, you will be able to improve your overall quality of sleep by reducing or eliminating caffeine and alcohol consumption before bedtime. This will help you wake up feeling refreshed and energized each morning. Main idea number 5. Exercising regularly is an important part of improving your sleep quality and quantity. According to the Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, regular exercise can help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling more refreshed. Exercise also helps reduce stress levels, which can interfere with a good night's rest. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines how to incorporate exercise into your daily routine. It recommends that adults get at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity on most days of the week. This could include walking, jogging, swimming, or cycling. Additionally, it suggests adding strength training exercises such as push-ups or squats 2 to 3 times per week. Regular exercise not only improves sleep but has many other health benefits too. It can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels while increasing energy levels and overall fitness level. Main idea number 6. Late-night snacking can be a major contributor to poor sleep quality. Eating late at night can cause indigestion, which can lead to discomfort and difficulty falling asleep. Additionally, eating too close to bedtime may also increase the risk of developing obesity or type 2 diabetes due to increased insulin levels in the body. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to avoid late-night snacking. It recommends avoiding high-fat snacks such as chips and cookies that are often consumed after dinner, as these foods take longer for your body to digest and may disrupt your sleep cycle. Instead, it suggests opting for lighter snacks such as fruits or vegetables that will provide energy without causing digestive issues. In addition, the Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan encourages people who snack late at night out of boredom or stress rather than hunger to find healthier ways of dealing with their emotions instead of turning towards food. This could include activities like reading a book or taking a walk outside. Main idea number 7. Stress can have a major impact on your sleep. It can cause difficulty falling asleep, frequent awakenings during the night, and early morning awakenings. In order to get better sleep, it is important to manage stress in your life. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines several strategies for managing stress that will help you get better sleep. These include relaxation techniques such as deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, which helps you identify and change negative thought patterns, exercise, yoga or tai chi, meditation, journaling, and getting enough restful sleep each night. These strategies can help reduce stress levels so that you are able to fall asleep more easily at night and stay asleep longer. Additionally, they may also improve overall health by reducing anxiety levels, improving moods, increasing energy levels, boosting immunity, and helping with weight loss. Main idea number 8. Creating a sleep-friendly environment is essential for getting the right amount of sleep. The sleep doctor's diet plan outlines how to create a sleep-friendly environment. To start, it's important to make sure your bedroom is dark and cool. Blackout curtains or shades can help keep out light from outside sources like street lamps or car headlights. Additionally, keeping the temperature in your room between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit will help you stay comfortable while sleeping. It's also important to reduce noise levels in your bedroom as much as possible. Investing in earplugs or white noise machines can be helpful if there are loud noises coming from outside sources such as traffic or construction sites nearby. If you have pets that tend to move around during the night, consider putting them in another room so they don't disturb your rest. Finally, try not to use electronic devices before bedtime since their blue light can interfere with melatonin production and disrupt natural circadian rhythms. Instead, opt for activities that promote relaxation such as reading a book or taking a warm bath before going to bed. Main idea number 9. Avoiding screens before bed is an important part of getting a good night's sleep. Screens, such as televisions, computers, and phones emit blue light which can disrupt the body's natural circadian rhythm and make it harder to fall asleep. Additionally, the content on these screens can be stimulating or distracting which can further interfere with sleep. The sleep doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate screen time before bed. This includes setting a specific time each day when all devices are turned off and stored away from the bedroom. It also suggests avoiding activities that involve looking at a screen for at least 1 hour prior to going to bed in order to give your brain enough time to wind down. In addition, the sleep doctor's diet plan recommends limiting exposure during the day by taking regular breaks from technology use throughout the day and using apps that filter out blue light after dark. Main idea number 10. Naps can be a great way to improve your sleep quality and quantity. According to the sleep doctor's diet plan, napping is an important part of getting the rest you need. Naps should be taken at regular intervals throughout the day, with each nap lasting no more than 30 minutes. This will help ensure that you get enough restful sleep during the night. The sleep doctor's diet plan outlines how to incorporate naps into your daily routine. It suggests taking 2 or 3 short naps throughout the day, spaced out evenly between meals and other activities. If possible, try to take these naps in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed by noise or light. In addition to helping improve your overall sleep quality and quantity, taking regular naps can also provide numerous health benefits such as improved alertness and concentration levels, increased energy levels, reduced stress levels, improved moods, and better memory recall. Main idea number 11. Eating a balanced diet is essential for weight loss and overall health. A balanced diet should include all the major food groups, including fruits, vegetables, grains, proteins, dairy products, and healthy fats. Eating a variety of foods from each group ensures that you get all the nutrients your body needs to stay healthy. The sleep doctor's diet plan outlines how to create a balanced diet that works for you. It provides guidance on portion sizes and suggests meal plans with recipes that are easy to follow. The plan also includes tips on how to make healthier choices when eating out or snacking between meals. In addition to following the sleep doctor's diet plan, it's important to be mindful of what you eat throughout the day. Pay attention to portion sizes and try not to overeat or snack too much in between meals. Also, be sure to drink plenty of water throughout the day as this helps keep your body hydrated. Main idea number 12. Processed foods are often high in sugar, fat, and sodium. These ingredients can cause spikes in blood sugar levels that can disrupt sleep. Eating processed foods also increases the risk of developing chronic health conditions such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Therefore, it is important to avoid processed foods when trying to improve your sleep. The sleep doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate processed foods from your diet. The plan recommends eating whole grains instead of refined grains, choosing lean proteins like fish and poultry over red meat, avoiding sugary snacks, limiting caffeine intake, and drinking plenty of water throughout the day. Additionally, The plan suggests adding more fruits and vegetables into your diet for their natural vitamins and minerals. By following these guidelines, you will be able to reduce or eliminate processed food from your diet while still getting all the essential nutrients needed for a healthy lifestyle. This will help ensure that you get quality restful sleep each night so that you can wake up feeling refreshed every morning. Main idea number 13. Certain foods can help promote sleep. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines which foods to eat in order to get better sleep. Foods that are high in magnesium, calcium, and tryptophan can all help you relax and fall asleep faster. Magnesium-rich foods include dark leafy greens, nuts, seeds, legumes, fish, and whole grains. Calcium-rich foods include dairy products like yogurt or cheese, as well as fortified plant milks such as almond milk or oat milk. Tryptophan is an amino acid found in turkey, eggs, and other animal proteins. In addition to these nutrient-dense options for promoting sleep, there are also certain beverages that may be beneficial before bedtime. Herbal teas such as chamomile tea have been known to reduce stress levels while helping you drift off into a peaceful slumber. Finally, it's important not only what we eat, but when we eat it too. Eating late at night can disrupt our circadian rhythm, so it's best to avoid eating large meals close to bedtime if possible. Main idea number 14. Avoiding stimulants is an important part of getting a good night's sleep. Stimulants, such as caffeine and nicotine, can disrupt your natural sleep cycle and make it difficult to fall asleep or stay asleep. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate stimulants from your diet. This includes avoiding coffee, tea, energy drinks, soda, chocolate, and other caffeinated beverages, limiting alcohol consumption, avoiding cigarettes and other forms of tobacco, and reducing the amount of sugar in your diet. The plan also recommends that you avoid taking any medications that contain stimulants before bedtime. If you are taking medication for a medical condition that contains stimulants, talk to your doctor about alternative treatments or ways to minimize the effects of the medication on your sleep. In addition to eliminating stimulants from your diet, there are several lifestyle changes you can make that will help improve the quality of your sleep. These include exercising regularly, but not too close to bedtime, establishing a regular bedtime routine with calming activities like reading or listening to music before going to bed each night, keeping electronics out of the bedroom during sleeping hours, including phones, and making sure that all lights in the room are turned off at least 1 hour before going to bed. Main idea number 15. Getting enough sunlight is an important part of getting a good night's sleep. Sunlight helps to regulate our circadian rhythm, which is the body's natural clock that tells us when it's time to wake up and go to bed. Sunlight also helps boost serotonin levels in the brain, which can help improve mood and reduce stress. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan outlines how to incorporate sunlight into your daily routine. It recommends spending at least 15 minutes outside each day during daylight hours without sunglasses or sunscreen on so that you can get direct exposure to the sun's rays. This should be done as soon as possible after waking up in order for your body's internal clock to reset itself properly. In addition, the Sleep Doctor's diet plan suggests avoiding bright screens such as TVs and computers before bedtime, since they can interfere with melatonin production, making it harder for you to fall asleep. Instead, try reading a book or taking a walk outdoors in the evening if possible. Main idea number 16. Avoiding large meals before bed is an important part of getting a good night's sleep. Eating too much can cause indigestion, which can lead to discomfort and difficulty sleeping. Additionally, eating late at night can disrupt the body's natural circadian rhythm, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep throughout the night. The Sleep Doctor's diet plan provides guidance on how to avoid large meals before bed. It recommends that you eat your largest meal of the day earlier in the evening and have a light snack closer to bedtime if needed. This will help ensure that your body has enough time to digest food properly before going to sleep. Additionally, the Sleep Doctor's diet plan suggests avoiding caffeine after lunchtime as well as alcohol close to bedtime, since both substances can interfere with quality sleep. Finally, it encourages people who are having trouble sleeping due to hunger or cravings for snacks late at night should try snacking on foods high in protein such as nuts or yogurt instead of sugary treats. Main idea number 17. Nicotine is a stimulant that can disrupt sleep and should be avoided. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate nicotine from your diet. This includes avoiding cigarettes, cigars, pipes, chewing tobacco, and other forms of nicotine delivery such as e-cigarettes and vaping products. Additionally, the plan recommends avoiding secondhand smoke exposure. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan also suggests strategies for reducing cravings for nicotine. These include drinking plenty of water throughout the day to help flush out toxins, eating healthy snacks like fruits and vegetables, exercising regularly, practicing relaxation techniques such as deep breathing or yoga, getting enough restful sleep each night, and seeking support from family members or friends who are trying to quit smoking. Quitting smoking can be difficult, but it is possible with dedication and commitment. With the right tools in place, you can successfully avoid nicotine while still enjoying a good night's sleep. Main idea number 18. Taking supplements can be a great way to help promote better sleep. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines which supplements are best for improving sleep quality and duration. According to the book, some of the most beneficial supplements include melatonin, magnesium, and GABA. Melatonin is a hormone that helps regulate your body's internal clock and can help you fall asleep faster. Magnesium helps relax muscles and reduce stress levels, while GABA is an amino acid that has calming effects on the brain. In addition to these three key ingredients, other helpful supplements may include valerian root extract, chamomile tea extract, 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, L-theanine, or lemon balm extract. All of these have been shown in studies to improve sleep quality when taken regularly over time. It's important to note that not all supplements are created equal. It's important to do your research before taking any supplement as they may interact with medications or cause side effects if taken in large doses. Main idea number 19. Avoiding bright lights before bed is an important part of getting a good night's sleep. Bright lights can disrupt the body's natural circadian rhythm, making it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep throughout the night. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan provides guidance on how to reduce or eliminate bright lights before bed. This includes avoiding screens such as TVs, phones, and computers for at least 1 hour prior to going to bed, dimming overhead lighting in your bedroom, using blackout curtains or shades if necessary, and investing in blue light blocking glasses. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan also recommends that you use low wattage bulbs and lamps near your bed so that they don't emit too much light when you turn them on. Additionally, try not to have any electronics with LED displays, such as alarm clocks, near your head while sleeping since these can be disruptive even when turned off. By following these tips from the Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan, you will be able to create a dark environment conducive for restful sleep each night. Main idea number 20. Practicing relaxation techniques can be an effective way to improve sleep quality and quantity. The Sleep Doctor's Diet Plan outlines a variety of ways to incorporate relaxation techniques into your daily routine. These include deep breathing exercises, progressive muscle relaxation, guided imagery, yoga poses, and meditation. Deep breathing exercises involve taking slow breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth while focusing on each breath as it enters and leaves the body. Progressive muscle relaxation involves tensing then relaxing different muscles throughout the body one at a time, starting with the feet and working up to the head. Guided imagery is a form of visualization that helps you relax by imagining yourself in peaceful settings such as beaches or forests. Yoga poses are another great way to relax both physically and mentally before bedtime. Meditation is also beneficial for calming down before going to sleep. This can be done either sitting or lying down depending on what works best for you. By incorporating these various relaxation techniques into your daily routine, you will be able to get better quality sleep, which will help improve overall health and well-being. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.km. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.